Hi everyone, this is Ilya, and I love you always. Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Yala Radio. This episode I want to touch base on a topic that I previously covered regarding food. Now, for those of you that don't know, I previously was very, very deeply involved in the world of bodybuilding for over 11 years. I was a bodybuilder, and that it was the image that I believed myself to be. And so I love bodybuilding, everything about it. It's a phenomenal sport. I love the fact that we get to create our body through nutrition and our own hands and work, and it's fun. It's fun to work out and sweat and see your physical body transforming and being molded into the vision that we hold in our minds. It's phenomenal. Now, the topic of food that I want to cover is my personal journey that I had and personal experience that I had through my personal life. And what happened with me with food was, at an early age, I don't exactly remember when it started. I remember whenever I would feel some sort of emotion that I either didn't know how to process or I didn't want to feel it and wanted to suppress it, maybe subconsciously or unconsciously at the time, I would just go and eat food. And a lot of the times it would happen when I didn't feel good about whatever was happening or I just simply misunderstood. And that created in itself a feeling within me, energy within me, that was how we would perceive as negative. And it would be causing some sort of turmoil or distress within my body. And when I would go, or any of us for that matter, when we go and eat or intake anything, when we ourselves in our energetic being do not feel good about whatever it is that we are feeling, if we don't process and allow that emotion to pass, when we intake something such as food, we channel that energy onto the food that we are eating. And in turn, that same karma, that energetic transfer, we absorb it when we digest and try and process that food. And so that same energy that we put out into it comes back onto and into us. And that's what causes a lot of distress within the body, was when the body is unable to digest and process properly, the system gets inflamed and the system gets put into the state of distress. And that's what was going on with me for many, many years. And eventually it manifested itself in the form of a candida overflow. The fungus bacteria just overgrew to the point where I wasn't feeling great. I wasn't feeling myself anymore. And so the experience that I want to share with everyone was how I was able to surpass that. Once again, I would like to give a lot of the credit to, from my previous episode, Crystal Starweaver, the owner of Aligning Light Crystal Shop. I stayed with her for several nights while I was in Sedona, and Crystal brought so much clarity to my life. I'm forever grateful for this woman for the experiences that I got to have while in her presence. And so one of the nights when I spent with Crystal while at her home, there was a party that was thrown. There was about 60 people at the party. The energy was phenomenal. Everybody's having a great time. There was a gourmet cook, gourmet chef who was flown out from a different state. I don't exactly remember where this man was from, but I could tell the energy from him was just, it was great energy, and he was very happy to be providing food for everyone. And you could tell that the energy he was putting into the food was just great. And in turn, I remember from when I was running my own meal prep company, when I felt good about myself and the food that I was cooking, it just showed that same energy from me. And all the customers, all the people that I got to provide the food for, they all felt that energy and they loved it. Now, there also came a time when I wasn't feeling that great and I was cooking and people could feel that energy, and then the customers began to fall off. And I learned the same thing about food through this experience. It was a reminder for myself that there's no such thing as good food or bad food. It's simply exactly what it is. We are the ones that give it the energy. We are the ones that fill it with the power, the energy. And whatever energy we give to the food is the same energy that the food will have and give back onto us. So I remember the night of the party, there was all this amazing food. It smelled so good. So good. There was all this delicious, just everything, stuffed mushrooms and stuffed peppers and barbecued ribs and macaroni and cheese, whatever. There was this gourmet macaroni and cheese that I've never had before. And I haven't had cheese in forever. I haven't had carbs in what it felt like forever. There was these veggie burgers, and I haven't had beans. There was these beautiful cakes, and I haven't had sugar in forever. And I tell you what, all I wanted was to just enjoy myself with the people in the party and enjoy the food and not be scared to eat anymore. And so I asked Crystal to share with me her wisdom, because she had gone through dealing and curing her own candida. And I asked her, how do you view food so that it doesn't harm us? And she revealed to me the wisdom of exactly that, that it is our own energy that we give to the food. How we feel will flow over into the food, the people, the conversation, everything around us. We give it the energy. And in that way, we create our own reality. And so I realized I had this enlightenment moment. It felt like a cork was sprung open from from my mind, and all this stuff just came flowing out, that, oh my God, I no longer need to fear food. I no longer need to stray away from eating. And I was able to enjoy and appreciate everything there. The cake, the ribs, the mac and cheese, the stuffed peppers, everything. I had a little bit of everything. Every cake, every piece of meat, every carb, every thing that had cheese in it, the salads, everything. I ate it. And let me tell you what, I loved every bit of it. I got to enjoy myself completely, wholeheartedly. Amazing. Simply amazing. Nothing changed externally. The only thing that changed was I got to understand what was really happening. I got to come to my senses with my energetic being and what was going on truly. I got to accept that part of myself and understand that part of myself and understand how that part of myself affects everything around me. And that reawakened a beneficial relationship with food once again with me. I love food and I enjoy eating and I enjoy the experience and I enjoy the energy transfer and the relationship that the food provides for us, that we provide for it. And it was such an enlightening experience to come back to a positive and good relationship with food. So once again, Crystal Star Weaver, thank you. I urge all of you guys to visit her shop, Aligning Light in Sedona. Magical experience, magical woman, pure magic. So that was the experience I wanted to share with you guys with food. There's so many different experiences that happened in my short stay in Sedona, which felt like an eternity, a magical eternity. That's really it for this episode that covers with food. For any of you that are having misunderstandings with food or not understanding how to eat and what to eat, I hope this shed a lot of light, and I hope this broke the ties of negative relationships with food for many of you, so you can get back to a state of equanimity, a word I learned recently, and homeostasis within yourself. When you're stressed, stay away from food. When you're stressed, go for a walk. De-stress before you eat. You don't want to stress eat. You want to enjoy what you eat so that it is a beneficial experience for you. So that is all for this episode. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you got something out of this. I hope you got to learn and grow and progress through this. My name is Ilya, and I love you all always. Peace.